Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
We've got cheerleaders, records, and kidneys making good news this morning. We start with a 97-year-old former cheerleader in Central Michigan got to relive her glory days. Her name, Isla Jean Doering. She helped form Merrill High School's first cheer team 80 years ago. So the school's current cheerleader surprised her at a retirement home, brought her a uniform to put on, and they planned to do a few simple cheers with her, but then she asked them to lift her up so she could fly again. Isn't that so cool?
Wait, she's a flyer?
Isla was a flyer. Isla Jean. Awesome. And I'll tell you, the uniform's much different than they used to be, but Isla Jean looks good, Nick. Looks good. She can still wear a good cheerleading skirt.
Good for Isla Jean.
Yeah.
Hey, cheerleader. What?
Yep.
I said, hey, cheerleader. All good. That's great spirit. There's a couple in Denver that just got a very important vinyl record back 58 years after they cut it. Back in the day, you could go to a place, speak into a microphone, and they would cut a record right there. So they had recorded their wedding in 1966 and turned it into a record. That's a thing you used to be able to do back in the olden days.
Yeah.
Random woman found it at a thrift store in Austin. I was like, this is weird. This is someone's like custom cut record. A couple used to live there. So she tracks it down, goes through the local news. Couple's daughter hears about it. Was like, wait a minute. That's my parents. So they got their vinyl record back of their wedding.
Wow.
58 years later. That's a cool little memorabilia piece.
Yes, it is. And there's a guy in Oregon named Ken Reese, pushing 70, but one of his kidneys, believe it or not, just turned 100. You see, his mom, Doris, gave it to him in 1975 when he was battling kidney disease. Ken says she was a selfless person who would have done anything for her five kids. And he likes to say she gave him life twice, once when he was born and then again with a kidney. He went on to college, got married, and started a family of his own. Donating her kidney never affected Doris's health. She lived to 88, passed away in 2012, and Monday would have been her 100th birthday. It's a good thing to do to, you know, do the organ donations for
giving
sure.
Life twice. That's crazy.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.